I wonder tonight if we could sing again, number 112. And if we would pray that, Lord, there's things in there that aren't right. And it might be a little, quote-unquote, little thing like timidity. It's something, Lord, Holy Spirit, breathe on me. My heart's not the way it should be. Oh, I'm not living in adultery. I'm not immoral and I haven't killed three people today. But Lord, there's things in there that aren't right, and I want you to breathe on me, and I want you to make my heart pure and clean, and I want that power that gives me the victory. And so, Lord, I open my soul to you. Kindle a flame of love and zeal in this heart of mine. Let's sing together. 112.
Holy Spirit, breathe on me until my heart is free. Let sunshine fill its inmost part with not a cloud between. Breathe on me.
Have a short something to mention to you. The staff know what this book is all about, but those of you that are guests, this is a devotional book that the staff has been reading since they've come. And there's 1 week, 2 weeks in here of readings. Today would be the first Tuesday's reading, so you've missed several days. But these are available for you all, and I would really encourage you to pick one up, especially because of the subject and the theme of camp this year and our morning devotions together. This will be helpful to read, so keep up with the staff. And they're on the table over there as you exit, the table over there. If you don't pick one up tonight, tomorrow, whenever you get your hands on it, and or catch up and read the day's readings, then you'll be blessed, I'm sure. So I encourage you to do that. Let's sing together these last two.
Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Fill me with power divine. Kindle a flame of love and zeal within this heart.
there are those of you that are here tonight that would say, I'm interested in that. I want the Holy Spirit to breathe on me. I want the Lord to do something for me tonight. Maybe there's nothing to be stirred up, but I want Him to put something in me tonight. I want Him to put something that I then need to guard. I want the Spirit of God to come into my life with power and with love and discipline. I want that tonight. Or the thing that's in me, it's dying. It's diminished. It's not what it once was. And I want to fan into flame again. I want there to be a real fire that burns in my soul. I want that to be rekindled tonight in my own heart. I don't know, maybe staff, maybe guests, maybe somebody would say that's my desire. I can identify with Timothy. I grew up like Timothy. I feel like I'm Timothy. And I take this admonition that Paul writes as if it were written to me because I need this. Now, I wonder, and you don't have to look around, but I'd just like to know, is there anybody here that feels that way? If you just raise your hand, if you're those people in there. There are a lot of us, most if not all of us. We all want the more that the Lord spoke to us about. We want that tonight. Now, that's good. Now, I know. You've told me. You've shown that. We could all see that. That's not good enough. Jesus needs to know that. He's the only one that can meet the need. He's the only one that can fill you with His Spirit. He's the only one that can stir the slumbering chords again. He's the only one that can create the zeal and the fire to burn. And so we're going to sing the third stanza one more time in closing, and we're done. I'm done. And the meeting's over. But I don't suggest that you leave right away. I suggest that when you sing the third verse this time, you don't sing it to the ceiling or to me or to your neighbor, but you sing it right, Lord. Kindle a flame of love and zeal within this heart of mine. Breathe on me, Holy Spirit. Breathe on me. Take my heart, Lord, and breathe on me. You know, pray that right to Him, right to Him. And then see if He'll answer. See if He'll breathe on you. See if He'll kindle a flame in your own soul and in your own heart. And be open. Open up that soul. And I don't know what the Lord might want to do. But the Lord might want to deposit something in you. Well, receive that which He wants to do. Oh, Lord, I want more of You, Your Spirit, to be lived out in me. And so as we pray this prayer, you can stay in your seat. You can go to your knees. And after we finish praying and singing, if you need to leave, God bless you. We're dismissed. But if you can stay for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, as long as you'd like, and let's just ask Him, and let's seek Him, and let's seek Him until we find Him. And to that end, let's seek Him with all of our hearts. That third verse one last time.
Holy Spirit,
fill me with your Holy Spirit. upon my heart. Oh, Lord, wean us from urge. Dear Lord, give us that love, oh, Jesus, shed abroad by your Spirit, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus. Dear Lord, help us. Hallelujah. Come, dear Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. I need you. Come. Raise up a standard, O Lord, against the onslaught. Jesus, Jesus, every thought under the captivity to the obedience of Christ. Give us the power that we need, dear Lord. Give us the power that we need, Jesus. Lord, your love, your great love. Jesus, help us to love. Jesus. Jesus, give us a grace, O God, yes, to disarm. Lord, to be able to say no, Jesus, to say yes to you. Thank you, Lord. Stir up, O God, stir up what you've wrought, the work that you bring, God, Jesus. Stir it in me, dear Lord. Stir up the gift. Dear Lord, stir our hearts, our souls. Stir. Jesus, stir us, O Lord, to run harder after you. Stir us inwardly, Jesus, to follow you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I want you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, by your Spirit, O Lord. You raise, O Lord, a standard against the wiles, the enemy, having just done all to stand. Stand, therefore. O Lord, you have all power. All power in heaven and on earth is yours. Hallelujah, you are able. You are able to make all grace to abound toward us, that we might have sufficiency in all things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, would you give each one of us a greater hunger, much greater hunger, Lord. Lord, every time we will come before your presence, Lord, we feel we are so inadequate, because we are inadequate in our hunger. We are inadequate in our thirst, Lord. Father, you promise us, Lord, that those who are thirsty, Lord, we can come to you, and that you give us the living water freely, and it will flow up from our belly into eternity. Father, we want that water. We want that living water, Lord. Father, so tonight we call upon you, Lord. Jesus, we call upon you. We are thirsty.
Yes,
Lord. We are thirsty, Lord. Father, would you enlarge our capacity?
Yes, Lord.
Would you enlarge our capacity, Lord? Lord, that if if there's one thing that you can do for us, Lord, we ask you to put a great hunger in us, Lord. We ask you to put a great thirst in us, Lord, so that every time we will come before you, we'll call upon your name, we'll seek your face diligently, as you promise us, Lord, that if we seek you with our whole heart, we will find you. We do want to find you, Lord. We do want to encounter you. Father, we cherish every meeting, Lord, because every meeting, Lord, we know and we declare we can encounter the living God. Father, we want to encounter you. We want to encounter the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let your fire come, Lord. Lord, we call upon you. Lord Jesus, would you pour your fire, Lord? Pour your fire. Open heaven. Open heaven, Lord. In the name of Jesus, ask you, Lord, to send your fire. Send your fire to serve each one of us, Lord. So we'll be so hungry and thirsty for that fire from on high. Our lives need to be transformed. Our lives need to be burned through. Our lives need to be purged, Lord. Our lives need to be broken so you can fill us up with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we want that river. We want that water. And we want to see you. We want that glorious manifestation, Lord, of you in our life, Lord. Father, we want to know what you meant by that dwelling in your presence. We want to know what you meant that by walking in your Spirit. So would you do that, Lord? Would you do that, Lord? At the start of the first session, Father, would you do that in Whitewash Rock? Would you do that in Cottage, Lord? Would you do that in the village? Would you do that in the tent? Everywhere, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit hover above
and you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pour your Spirit. Let the shout and the fire come. And let your river flow. And let the shower of blessing come, Lord. Let your shower of blessing come, Lord. Let your fountain flow, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
Jesus, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, yes, Lord, we desire you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, we seek you, Lord. We seek you, Jesus. Oh, stir, oh Lord. Quicken, Lord. Lord, power, love, discipline. Your spirit, oh God. Raise up a standard, oh God. Jesus, by your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we believe you work. You're working to will and to do of your good pleasure. Faithful are you who called, you'll all see. Hallelujah.
Oh my God, Lord,
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Receive all that you have in store. Dear Lord Jesus, of your power and your love. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All that are weary and are in need, you will give us rest. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Teach me. Establish now, O God. Lord,
Jesus.